You are now listening to Ascend with Yogi Jazz, the podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Ascend with Yogi Jazz. I am your host, Jazz Porter. You know the drill. What's up, y'all? It's been a long 2020. We are in I refer to it as a quarantine instead of a pandemic because the jury's still out on that, but that's neither here nor there, or that's for another episode, rather. So what I wanted to do is talk about, obviously the title, why I am no longer vegan after 4.5, actually, years of being completely plant-based. And when I say completely plant-based, I mean completely plant-based. There was no cheat days or anything like that. And I actually have another podcast that explains why I went vegan, and it's entitled Vegan. And so I did it for multiple reasons. I wanted to do it because, one, I was just finding out what was going on with the meat products, and I did not want to put these antibiotics and hormones and cancers and all kind of stuff into my body. I also realized what the process looked like for the animals, so I did it for ethical reasons as well. So none of it was for the trend. I don't even think I had any friends that were vegan at the time, so it wasn't something that was that I leaned into from the outside in. It was from the inside out. So throughout that time, I have definitely learned a lot, and I'm going to share with you what I've learned and why I have let go of that lifestyle title. Now, before I get into heavy, I do want to say that I still believe that a plant-based diet is good for you and good for the planet. But there's things that you need to know for sure. So I'm just going to start with the story of how I arrived to this point, and then I'll talk about how I, what I learned from it all. So I started to have some physical ailments, and just nausea, dizziness, imbalance, different like hypotension and blood circulation issues, and just all these things that just didn't feel right or normal. And so as I went on to discover that I was malnourished, I wasn't getting the proper nutrition that I needed, B12 being one of the main things. So B12 is something that you literally need or you will die. And B12, a deficiency of it, can show up a lot of different ways, especially if it's gone on for a long time. So B12 is something that you can get a lot of that from animal protein. And going cold turkey without animal protein, you have to replenish it. You have to replace it in another way. So whether it's pills that you're taking, liquid vitamin supplements, or upping certain fruits and vegetables that has a high concentration of B12 in it, you have to make sure that you have that. So throughout this whole experience, I don't think I realized, it was kind of a slow decline and then all of a sudden a fast decline. So I'm actually still going through the process right now, but what I realized was I was holding on to being vegan more than I was looking to understand my body and find out what my body needs. And that right there is something that was like a light bulb turning on, because when I went into the vegan lifestyle, I was connected to it. I was aligned with it. I was making the choices based on, you know, what I knew. But as I start to understand and look into different things, which I had made sure that I was getting minerals and electrolytes and other things that I needed, but I wasn't totally focused. I didn't have a clear picture of what my body needed. And there's only really one way to do that, to get the blood work done. So realizing that as time went on, you start to hold on to the title or the lifestyle, and then it starts to become this blind follow, this cult mentality. And we see this with so many things, with religion, with politics, with just social choices, all these different titles. And so for me, becoming vegan was a way to free myself, and it just happened to have a label as far as the lifestyle choice, and other people were a part of that. But at the end of the day, anytime you continue to claim something or hold on to something just for the sake of that, rather than looking for alignment, I think that that's an indicator to go back and look. Take a look at yourself, take a look at what you're doing, and just giving yourself the space to be in a different space. And so, anyway, I decided to incorporate fish back into my diet as I was taking B12 supplements as well. So, y'all, the first time I went to the grocery store to buy this fish, it was a whole conversation in my head with myself and my board of advisors in my head. I was like, when I started thinking about it, I was like, wow, am I really going to do this? Because I'm like, I want to, you know, have it in my blood. I actually got injections too, so got it in the muscles, digesting it and taking the supplements, which that's a whole nother story too. But I was like, okay. And I actually felt like it was going to be good. I was like, you know what? The thought of red meat makes me want to throw up still. The thought of pork, even chicken, is just, it just doesn't sound appetizing to me. But the thought of tasting fish was a great thought. And I was like, okay. But then it was just the ethical part. I couldn't get over it. So I'm in the grocery store and I walked past the fish first, circled around, did the rest of the errands. I'm like, okay, I'm not ready yet. So after a while, I went back around. And so I'm looking through, and it's just like having all of this information in my head of like, I know that these industries do not have the right practices. I know that even though I'm going to buy this wild caught sake or whatever, I still don't know where it came from or what it's been through. And then I thought, you know what? I trust my process and I trust what I attract. So however this fish lived or was taken care of was in alignment to be consumed by me, it's going to be fine. So I pick the piece out, I get it home. I even washing it off, I haven't felt flesh like that in a really long time. So the whole thing was just crazy. So I, you know, prepare a whole situation, get the whole meal going. And I actually, you know, created a ritual for it to honor that I was about to, you know, consume this animal, and it was about to become a part of my body, and setting the intentions for the nourishment, which when I used to eat fish and meat, I had never acknowledged whatever the meat was or set intentions or honored it in that way. So it was a completely different experience, which there are some people who do that on a regular basis, which I had never tapped into that. So it was just really interesting. So long story short, I did finish consuming the fish. I smashed it. It was delicious. I was like, wow. Wow. I was like, I can't believe how great it tasted. And, you know, mind you, I haven't forgot how to cook meat. And I'm a really good cook. But I felt a release more than anything. It was kind of like if you've ever had really, really strong discipline with yourself about something. And my mind is so strong, y'all. It's not that I ever thought that I wanted to eat fish before and I was stopping myself from doing it. I was genuinely committed to the vegan lifestyle, and I did not at any point fight myself on it. But my body, your body will crave certain things. And at that point, since I was so deficient, I was craving certain products. And giving myself the permission to not be so disciplined and so tight on something was so interesting. A physical, a spiritual, and a mental release. And that is so significant because something that I'm learning right now, I am reading the Bhagavad Gita, and there's other information in podcasts and documentaries that I watch, but basically less emphasis on the action and this concept that you live in a prison when you put so much weight on your actions rather than where your soul or your spirit is or what the intention is. And that is something that has been really, really hard for me to get past and understand, because sometimes I can be a really concrete person, especially when it comes to like doing the right thing. So it was just really, it's been a breakthrough for me. So I'm just in a space of remembering to live in the now, that every moment is different and new. I'm a different person every single moment of every day, and just seeking more of what feels true, what feels good, what I feel connected to, versus me being so hard on what I did think or what was right or good for me before that moment. It's just so interesting as a human, just the human experience. Like, we're all subject to falling into the boxes, and we leave one box to free ourselves and be liberal and be spiritual and end up in another box. Like, thinking about, I like using church as an example, because I think it's something that even churchgoers can see certain patterns about the structure. But things having to go a certain way in the church, and then there's judgment if it doesn't go that way, whether it's from the congregation members or the book itself saying that this is a sin or this is wrong. And a lot of people move into the spiritual community or the vegan community to leave that, because it's so much pressure that bears down on you about how you can be. You have to be this way all the time, only to fall back into the box of, I have to be vegan. Spirituality looks like this. I can only do yoga this way. I can only be this way. And it's like, the whole point is to just be out the box. Like, to free yourself, to stay connected, to be aligned. So I'm doing a lot more of that. So what I did want to do is explain some of my process, and hopefully that can help you too. So something that's really important is for you to get a nutrition essential blood and urine test, which is like a comprehensive panel of where your body is and where your deficiencies are. So it tests for your complete blood count, your lipids, your metabolic panel, iron, vitamin deficiencies, including vitamin B, A, D, all of those, and folate. So one thing about dis-ease in the body is it is an opportunity for you to lean in, to love yourself more, to pay attention, to listen. And something that I know for sure about myself is that I'm so heavy in the spirit and in the mind. I've always been really light in the body, not really focused on it. I do what I can do to take care of my body, but I've always seen it as just, you know, I need this to be here in human form rather than my body is me. I always felt like me was the soul and the mind. So now my body is demanding, literally demanding, that I connect and that I tune in and that I listen and follow what it needs. So, well, I need, rather. So it's been really interesting, like, learning things about myself. I've gotten so much blood work done, and I'm still not to the bottom of what's going on. But the things that you rule out, the things that you understand about your blood, about your potassium, about your blood pressure, about all these different things, and it's like, how is this body working? It actually makes me want to go back to school to find out more information about the body. Because one thing that I don't like is to have to depend on things outside of myself to understand myself. So we'll see. I don't know how I feel about returning to college, but we'll see. But I've done a lot of research and taken a lot of tests and blood work. So it's just like, wow, I've never known what's actually going on in here. I live in my body every day, had no idea what my hemoglobin levels were, you know? So I want to encourage you to find out where your body is, especially your nutritional values, because that's how you can tailor your diet. Instead of us trying to fit ourselves and our bodies to the vegan diet, find the diet that serves your body. What do you need more of? What do you need less of? You know, so that is my tidbit. You can get these tests at any lab test now. You can get these tests at Quest Diagnostics, and you don't have to have a doctor to do this. You can do this for your own information if you would like to. And if you do want to visit a holistic nutritionist or a primary care physician, you can bring all that information with you so that you can partner with your healthcare professional on your health. And lastly, I want to talk about supplementing. A lot of people just pop pills to supplement their dietary needs or what they think. So with the B12 injections, I definitely had way too much of those. So you definitely want to do this blood work and speak with someone to decide what you need. Because when we just start, I Googled these symptoms and I think I should be taking some iron pills. You don't know what else is going on with how your liver is functioning or anything. So take your time and find someone that you trust and do the research and just lean into it and take it as an opportunity to get to know yourself better. The greatest thing about all of this is I'm not going to call myself anything. I don't know if I'm ever going to eat another piece of fish again. I don't know if one day I'll want to have a burger. I don't know. I still am mainly eating plant-based. I've had 2 pieces of fish in the last month. I don't know that I will do it again. I don't know. But the thing is, I'm free. It's just a really humbling experience to have new perspective, because I have definitely turned my nose up at other people's plate or choices, and then I had to grow out of that. And now in some conversations, I get people's nose turned up to me saying that I'm not vegan anymore. And it's just like, it's so beautiful for everybody to be in a different place. And we all have different vantage points. And it may not make sense from where I'm sitting about what you're doing. It may not make sense the other way around. But I think as we expand in our consciousness, you shed the reactions and the judgment, and really nothing matters as far as the details, if you know what I mean. Referencing the relationship I had to that first piece of fish that I ate, and just emphasis on mindfulness, how different my experience was, you know, before I was ever vegan. I was not mindfully eating animal products. I was stuffing my face because it tasted good, or that's just what the diet was at the time. And, you know, how many gallons of water it takes to make one burger, and all of these facts and things that we can do to sustain and help the planet. I really think that sustainability is not about perfection. It's about mindfulness. So, yes, feel free to leave a message if you have Anchor. And then I'll answer any questions or comments and play it back on the next episode. I'm interested to hear what you guys think. If you have any stories related to this process. And for those people who are vegan, I know like a lot of people would reach out and ask me, like, their goal is to be this super disciplined, and it feels impossible. And people just give up and don't even try to live a better lifestyle or a healthier diet, because they're like, it just seems ridiculous that you have to have this perfect diet. And just again, alleviating pressure, be the best human that you can be. And before we go, I do have my online website back up to shop Ascend by Yogi Jazz. So if you remember, I did start a clothing line not too long ago, and it is dedicated to ending the water crisis in Kenya. So you can go to ascendbyjazzporter.com. You can find this in my bio on my Instagram, and just take a look around. So the things that I have on there are some of the original pieces. I have some new releases coming out, so just stay updated on that. You can also find me on Instagram, shop_ascend. Thank you so much for listening. Send this to a few people that you really care about. Share this on your social media. Open your mind, open your heart. Y'all stay blessed. Peace. Thank you for listening in to Yogi Jazz, the podcast. I look forward to sharing content with you in the future. If you would like to connect locally, please reach out. If you would like to bring me to your city, please reach out. You can find me on Instagram at Yogi Jazz Porter, or visit www.yogijazzporter.com for all offerings. Namaste.